Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
All right, item number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 today will be the Arizona Cardinals falling to 1-5 with their loss in Minnesota yesterday. They played it close for a half. They went silent in the third quarter. They've yet to score a point in the third quarter. Vikings pull away, and here we are.
Yeah, 1-5. And you have a column on ArizonaSports.com right now that I wholeheartedly agree with.
Nice.
That this is a game the Cardinals absolutely must win if they want to keep things intact.
Yes.
Going into a short week against another struggling franchise, is this a winnable game? Maybe. But if the Cardinals don't win on Thursday night, we could be talking about a different look to this team for the second half of the year.
And I think maybe they don't want to, but I think if they lose on Thursday night and if they lose in a fashion that is more of the same, a team that gets run over, and keep in mind the Denver Broncos are very good at running the football, and their pass rush finally got fired up yesterday. If this is one of those games, more of the same, they're going to have to make a move at offensive coordinator. Now, I don't think it'll be an enormous move. I think it's just going to be a tweaking. A firing here and a promotion there. Then all of a sudden, Byron Leftwich is your offensive coordinator, now in charge of calling plays.
Yeah, there's not much else you can do if you want to make a switch.
There's nothing you can do, but it's starting to get hot. Larry Fitzgerald Sr. tweeting out his discontent, all sorts of stuff that we are going to get into regarding the Cardinals.
Oh, there's so many different angles to get into, including yesterday morning. Cardinals news started by Jason LaCanfora of CBSSports.com, putting out the report that the Cardinals are interested in shopping Patrick Peterson. Steve Wilks was asked about it after the game. He used the term ludicrous to describe it. Patrick Peterson was asked about it after the game and said, just hearing about it for the first time.
Yeah.
I might take the opposite approach here. I don't think anything's ludicrous when you consider roster tweaks for this franchise right now.
Yeah. I tend to agree with you.
If this is what we're going to see for the next 10 weeks, nothing should be off the table.
I tend to agree with you, and I think it's interesting that all of a sudden Jason LaCanfora has Deion Buchanan and Hassan Reddick on the trading block. Hassan Reddick has gone from the doghouse to playing every snap. Deion Buchanan still can't get on the field. And now Patrick Peterson, his name comes up in these talks. That's a big name to float if you're just taking a stab in the dark. It's created a lot of waves across the NFL. It's a lot of smoke for there to be no fire here. You know what I mean, Vinny, with three different players? So you wonder if upstairs they're not thinking of everything here.
And don't forget the David Johnson rumors also last week.
See, now that I didn't buy. The David Johnson rumors basically came from a guy on Twitter, right? Didn't he said, well, if we can't get...
It was an Eagles reporter.
Okay. Yeah. If we can't get Lev Bell, we'll get David Johnson. Now...
Would it be, again, the Eagles making a phone call for David Johnson would not shock me. Would it shock me if the Cardinals said yes? There's probably teams, you know, and Steve Keim has said, you know, be careful what you believe, but I'll always listen.
Yeah.
And that's part of the job description. You always have to listen. Will something happen? No, but... How did we get here?
How did we get here? And if it is true, you know what that means? That means we have two iconic stars in the Valley allegedly being shopped at the same time. Patrick Peterson and Paul Goldschmidt.
Maybe the Cardinals and Diamondbacks can package it together. How can we make this work? Never mind.
I kind of like where you're going, though, but never mind. All right. Item number 3, Sunday Night Football.
That was fun.
It was the future and the present of the league clashing against one another.
Yes, the Patriots do get the win, 43-40. Third game already this year in the NFL that's had both teams score at least 40 points.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen a lot. It was back and forth, a lot of memorable plays, big comeback by Kansas City, inexplicable defensive error where a rookie blamed the rule book for letting go of Tom Brady because he didn't want to get a penalty, and Brady scores a touchdown.
Yeah.
It was a fun game, though, and the Patriots get the win, and now there is one undefeated team left in the National Football
League. And that team would be the Los Angeles Rams, who just seem to find the gear they need to keep winning. All right, Major League Baseball playoffs. David Price, actually part of a winning baseball game. Didn't win it himself, but actually part of a winning effort. Red Sox even that series up with the Astros.
Heading into game three, and then the NLCS tied one apiece between the Brewers and the Dodgers.
Yep.
The big concern for the Red Sox has to be Chris Sale's in the hospital with a stomach illness.
Yeah.
He's had a weird end of the season, and this just adds to it.
He wasn't good at all. He could not find the strike zone. It was a very erratic performance, and then this happens. Yep.
Yeah, I've seen nothing to dissuade me from my thought that the World Series champion will come from the American League Series.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that.
And the Arizona Coyotes, they got shut out again on Saturday night, 3-0 at the hands of the Buffalo Sabres. They're about to embark on a road trip. And in four games this year, the Coyotes have been shut out three times.
Yeah, that's not good.
I made the joke last week that Phoenix is a sports town, is the least offensive sports town in America because nobody could score. Whether it's the Cardinals, the Coyotes, Suns can't initiate an offense. Diamondbacks offense got their hitting coach fired. Woof. This is where we are.
Yeah. Look where we're at. Yeah, it's tough being a sports fan in Arizona right now, Vinny. And I'm seeing that sentiment in a lot of different places from a lot of different people.
Can't wait for the phone calls we take at 11 o'clock today.
All right, those are the items we are going to get into today. Steve Wilks will join us, as he always does on Mondays in the 1 o'clock hour. Craig Riolu, old friend of ours, will join us as well.
Yep, at 11:45, as we are coming to you live from the, officially for the first time, from the Dignity Health Arizona Cardinals Training Center.